Good morning. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. I'm here with Kathy Anello, and my name is Tim Pomo. Welcome, wonderful world. We are so glad you came. So glad to be here, and what a beautiful day it's going to be. Kathy, my dear, how are you, my friend?
Oh, you know, I am quite fried in the brain. I'll be honest.
Weird.
Obviously those who know me know that tax season, you know, is over or not over, but the biggest part of my job has sort of slowed down enough where I'm like, what just happened kind of mode. And I honestly think without the extension in California, I would not have made it through tax season. And what I realized about myself in the last couple of days is how work is such a great life avoider. Because when you are in nonstop work mode, you are basically pushing, you know, avoidance mechanism type thing. And I really realized that when I start having the bandwidth in my brain to think about what it is I really want in life, where I want to be, who are my people, like what is the real life stuff, it's a very interesting thing for me to observe these two people that I am, and then in one day that sort of shifts. So it's really just been a couple of days of trying to get some rest that I can't get because people just can't stop, and that's a good thing. But I have to figure out how to set boundaries around work if I'm going to continue this business. That's the conclusion I came to. So that's how I.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that if you go back in some of our early podcasts, you were saying how you were stressed out because it was so elongated. And now you're grateful that it is. Isn't it funny how time will change all the things and we have perspective to see. And when we have perspective to see, it allows us to make a more informed decision about, like, what it is that we really desire, want, need. And, you know, like, I know that it sounds like you have some serious gratitude for the delay at this point in time where you're like, oh, this thing is October 15th now. And by the way, I'm grateful, too, because if I had owed any money, I'd have no idea where that was coming from.
Yeah, that's where everybody's at. And it's not, I have 40 returns sitting on my desk and there's not a person in sight who wants to call me back and deal with their taxes. I understand. And I understand that it's going to be hell in October. But it's really for me and anyone who works in any profession 12 hours a day, 45 days in a row, is coming out on that side of it. And I was thinking this morning, like if I was working at that pace producing a movie or a Netflix series or, you know, people who do keep that pace to be on task with those events, you know, those huge things, I was like, would I feel the same? But the truth is we working at that pace in any profession you're in is going to burn you out. And then you have to stop and look at like, why am I working this much and not taking 3 hours to go to a kid's baseball game or, you know, just dinner with my friends or breakfast with my girlfriends that I missed last Sunday. And I was just like, why? What is that? You know, for all of us, it's not just me. I mean, this is just my profession right now, but it was an important question for me. Yeah.
I think there's several things, right? So for starters, let's talk about a movie producer, because a movie producer makes millions of dollars for doing his task. And I'm sure that gives you some incentive to work hard and finish early. You and me are, on the meager ends of the wages for completing a task. And then it creates this hustle that is mandatory because of the state of the nation, you know, where we're at this point in time. Not, you know, to discredit your hard work or anything like that. It's just our pay is different. And so our rewards are different. And our rewards don't come in as bountiful as, say, the director or the actor. Definitely not as well as the actor.
Can I put food on the table? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Can we eat today? No, I'm kidding. One of the things that just popped into my mind when you said that about a movie producer that I had said is that we are the movie producers of our life. I mean, when you said that, all of a sudden I just got this thought like, hey, I'm the movie producer. And so in that sense, regardless of the reward at the other end of all this hard work, it's like, what do I really want to create to feel good in my daily life? And I just look at my life right now like, if I'm the movie producer, what do I really want? What do I really want? How do I really want this movie to go? What's the plot twist here? Where do I come out the hero? And it's so deep. Like I'm just trying to touch the surface here, but it's basically the law of assumption, you know, and making when a movie producer is making a movie, he has a vision for how that's going to go. We are the same, maybe not in the bank account yet, but the same.
You know, I feel like everyone.
I really took that to another deep level.
No, that's good because, you know, changing perspective, like we talked about a second ago, is very important. And, you know, the good thing about being the producer in your life, or once you realize you're the producer, obviously there are things that are out of our control, but there are a lot of things you can control: your attitude, your vision, your focus, your goals, your ambition, the amount of hard work you put into something, the amount of deliberate intent.
Deliberate intent.
Those are very important things. And also, as you come to find yourself as the movie director, you can start to take some responsibility for the things that you have created in your reality that maybe weren't so sweet and weren't so delicious. And from that point on, we can change, move, grow, and excel towards the future of us. Action. Red team, go.
No, I feel like the, you know, one of the things I've been doing is trying to understand the difference between I can and I am, or I will and I am, and how the I am statement, I am powerful, I am healthy, I am love, I am loved, I am kind, I am joy, you know, and when you say them, it's kind of like this sort of interesting concept of talking to yourself, but I am is the most powerful statement because you are proclaiming that your movie is exactly how you feel. You're like completely in alignment with an I am statement. And so I've been trying to get into the concept of those I am affirmations. And it's just been interesting to kind of just like learn different things and different ways of wanting to be in the world and not be so hectic, but still living financially the way I want and my dreams the way I want them to go. So there's been a lot of that going on this week. For me, you know, change begins with inside of you. That's where it starts. We talked about change in the last show. It's like, it's us. We have to change inside. We have to make the choices for us.
Totally. You know, and I sometimes think that the biggest changes come from a mental shift. You can go to the gym and not be super into it and not really want to go to the gym. And I think that if you can change your perspective on that, like this is what does Denzel Washington say? Dreams without goals are just dreams. And so if we don't have some you want to be fit, you want to look good. And I think that without the goal on it, like I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week and I'm going to be pumped and I'm going to work so hard that I come home sweating every single time, you know,
I am healthy. Yeah.
I am healthy. So, you know, the affirmation teamed up with the vision teamed up with the goal is very important. So it's what it was, affirmation, vision, goal. And that would make you
affirmation,
specific.
Vision, goal. Equals. Pure
equals
science.
Equals change. But, we're just coming up with things here on the spot.
Well, you know, but one of the things that I was studying was like talking about how you have to persist in the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And they were talking about how when you lay down at night and you take those 5 minutes before bed to envision the dollars coming into your bank account, or envision a romantic partner, you know, or envision a problem being solved in the most beautiful possible way. And the theory is that doing that and letting that sink into your subconscious and get those feelings right before rest is what brings a wish fulfilled on the other side of, you know, in the next day. And then it automatically kind of puts you in a state of taking the action steps or being led to the action steps. They even talked about it's more like being led to the action steps than just, you know, saying, I'm going to go to the gym. It's like your friend calls you up and says, let's go to the gym. And you're like, yes, that's in my, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this beautiful,
yeah,
like synchronicity. Once you have your wish out there, if you just follow the synchronicity of where you're being led, live in the feelings of the wishes fulfilled before you go to bed. So I'm just saying that I'm going to try this for 30 nights and stay tuned. Last night I did a vision board. It was so fun. Oh my God.
That's
awesome. I'm really excited about my vision board. Yeah. Really excited. I'm not going to post it because it's very private. But
it's, oh, you and your private.
I did not know that it was going to be a solar eclipse new moon when we picked the date to do our little vision board party, but it was a very powerful time. And then today Mercury goes into retrograde, which is that.
Of
like,
course it does.
Computer, you know, whole thing. And one of the tips I was reading, it was said like to keep an obsidian stone next to your electronic devices to block out negativity from arriving via text or email. And I was like, I actually really like that because people get kind of crazy in retrograde. It just looks all over the map, you know. Remain
Everything
calm.
Gets a little wonky in retrograde, it seems. Just so wild that, I mean, it makes sense. Everything is magnetic. We're antennas, basically, receivers of vibration,
yeah,
and frequency. And then these planets,
right,
are in alignment, out of alignment. And, you know, everything affects everything that, with their gravitational pull. And we have no idea,
right,
how much energy is coming off of these entities that are in space. And, of course, it's going to, you know, do something. It's going to do something to us. It's going to affect us, like the moon
energetically
affects the tides and women's cycles.
Right.
And of
right.
course, all this stuff is part of it. And so it just makes you think like everything, there's something so much bigger going on than we even have the ability to grasp. And you know, maybe sometimes that ignorance is bliss. Just enjoy it. Ride the wave. Be the wave. And forget about the rest of it because, man, what can you do?
Well, you know,
wake
ignorance is bliss. It's kind of a funny thing because it's not even ignorance. It's about more like letting it go. Like, okay, especially in Mercury retrograde, you know, your computer breaks down, your emails don't happen. Like for the next 14 days, or actually I think it goes to like 20 days, just be cautious of the mishaps that happen and go with the flow. Rather than allowing yourself to get upset or, you know, frustrated, just, I think right now the biggest advice I could give anybody is to show up for yourself, show up for your dreams, and go with the flow of how that evolves. Yes, take
100%.
Action. You know, that's fine. Always have an action plan, but go with the flow and be kind. Be happy. Spread love, joy, just be peace. Like I think of all these things that we, like I am so exhausted that I don't have any energy for anything else but those emotions of just being, you know, like mellow, kind. Like when you and I got on the phone this morning, we were both like, whoa. You know, like
mm-hmm.
I think people have been
yeah.
through a lot and it's just now starting, especially the weather's changing. We're all just kind of like, whew, right? That's how you and I first came to this phone conversation off camera. Like, it was like, we didn't even have to speak, and we both knew exactly what we were talking about. Exhalation of what the hell is going on, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel it. I definitely feel it. And, you know, I've been working up at UKI Unified School District at the Ukiah Independent Study Academy with a bunch of kids and painting a mural and just listening to their story and what's going on in their life, you know, it seems heavy for everyone. And man, I do not envy those parents out there. By the way, thank you all for being parents and bringing these wonderful children into the world. Just the state of affairs and the mental stress on the kids at this point in time, it's a lot. They've got a lot going on.
I'm curious. Can you share some of that?
I think the kids are really confused right now. You know, the different instructions, the different sexualities, the different ways you can possibly be. There's a lot of anxiety runoff from the COVID situation. It's a very interesting, like, playground to listen in. I had this one kid just totally open up to me, and we were painting and just telling me all of the things. And, you know, it seemed like he was very anxious and worried and nervous and scared to be around people. And he said before COVID, he really enjoyed being around people. And then afterwards he said stuff about politics and said, I'm afraid to be able to speak my truth because I'm afraid that people will judge me. And I think that this is part of the issue that's going on in our society is that we've got so much division that people are afraid to have a conversation with one another. And I think that that is there's a problem there. There's an issue.
I agree.
And so, you know, these poor kids are in the same place we are, and we maybe don't know because we're too busy to actually have the conversation with the kids. And so it's just been a real eye-opener. And, you know, obviously I give my best advice that I possibly can. And for this one particular individual that had a lot of anxiety, I said, do you run? Do you walk? And I said, you should get out and run. He said, I used to love playing soccer. I'm like, okay, good. Go run. And then I taught him a breathing exercise, and he calmed down like almost instantly. And I was like, all right, cool, dog. So now you need to put this, this, and this together, which is go run whenever you're feeling nervous or anxious, breathe, and then get out a pen and a piece of paper and write down how you feel. And then you can burn it. You can throw it away. You can do whatever you want. But getting it out of your system is going to help you, like, come to center. And that way those energies and those memories and all those things won't be inside your psyche. So,
wow. Great advice.
It's a lot. And I think that, you know, it's a lot for everybody right now. It is a lot. And anyone that says
it's
not.
Let's just all take a deep breath in wherever you are and just exhale out anything that is like in your psyche right now that is bringing you out of alignment of your true dreams and goals. And I just wanted to side note that the children are our future. And if we don't pay attention to what happened to them because they were pulled from their socialness at a time when I treasure my 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old life. Like, those years are carved in our memory and, you know, more than any other time of our lives. Like, because you don't really remember a lot of things when you're under the age of 7, maybe, and you might have some glimpses between 7 and 12, although that is the time that you're most impacted. But then from, like, 13 to 20, there's this other chunk of growth that happens, and that is who formed who I was in my 20s, in my 30s, and in my 40s, and it wasn't until, and I'm a lot older, 50s, that I started to go, wait, like, what is happening? So I feel like our energy, if anyone is wondering, like, just when you see a teenager and just give them a little extra attention once in a while, or show up that you're happy to see them. Like, I'm a firm believer that whenever I see a kid, and this is my God's truth, I always look and overjoyed to see them. Like I light up and they see me light up. And I feel like that is such a, I've never seen it not have impact on a child when I'm like, oh my God, look who's here. I'm so happy to see you. A 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 12-year-old, any of those ages, they respond to the fact that you're happy to see them in a big way.
Of course.
So I don't know where that came from, but like I remember that having a lot of impact on kids. And I think they really need us right now as far as like what we know, you know, and what we can pass on.
If yeah, open, no, 100%.
Which is lovely that you're in a place where you can share with people who are open to listening.
I had one of the teachers that was there and was basically listening to me talk to this kid. And I'm just, you know, asking him a ton of questions, relevant questions, obviously, to extract from him the real reason why he's feeling these ways, you know. And the teacher on the next time I was there was like, that was really impressive. That was very, like, watching you talk to him and, like, the way that you were able to, like, open him up in, like, such a short period of time, that was very, very cool. So can you teach me how you did that? I'm like, I don't know how I do it. I just am there. I'm present with them. You know, I'm not thinking about what I'm going to say. The teacher like interjected a couple of times while we were having the conversation, and it took me off track and him because he had to think about something else. And once she left, then everything was able to kind of fall into place. You know, it's one of those beautiful things that I get to do with art is I get to interact with kids. It's like I get to help create creators that are in tune, open, and focused on what they want to create and driven to do so. And so that's pretty exciting to be a part of.
And there we have it. It's the Best Life Cafe advice of the week. The only other advice I would have is for myself, and that is that I really need to rest and give myself the opportunity to rest, because often I'll feel guilty for resting and I'll be like, I have to do something. And my body is just saying to me, just take a minute, you know, don't answer the phone. It's going to be okay. So I feel like Saturday and Sunday are going to be super rest days, and then I'm going to get back at it for a month, and then it's a little bit of lake life, you know? I don't have any good plan this year so far.
Lake vibe is where
I'm
going
to live by the seat of your pants, girl, though, yeah. All right, well, definitely, anytime, of course, you're welcome. And that opens up to a lot of people that know me personally that we want the lake to be a place of joy. So hit me up if you're in my circle.
Understand.
Okay. Any burning desires here, as they say in AA?
I just want to thank everyone that has been following us on this journey and listening. I would beg for a review or some commentary back to us. Tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us. Tell us what you'd like to tell us. We're
don't
open
tell
to
me
suggestions.
You hate me. I cannot handle hate. No hate.
Okay. Don't do that.
No.
Only
don't
love.
Do that.
Only 5-star reviews. But just be honest, you know,
yeah,
like that's the most
the
important thing.
Are
is
fine.
That you're,
just don't say I hate you, because I've
I mean,
yeah,
I don't. I can't
true.
See
that's
how
true.
They could say that. But anyways, we love
playing.
You all, and all thank right. you for listening.
Peace.